Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the World News. The headlines. U.S. President Donald Trump asks NATO countries to stop buying oil from Russia and impose sanctions on it. Also proposes to impose 50% to 100% tariff on China till Ukraine war ends. Ukraine strikes Russia's largest oil terminal on the Baltic Sea in one of its biggest drone attacks. At least 19 high school students killed in a military airstrike at two private boarding schools in western Rakhine province of Myanmar. And India's Lakshya Sen enters men's singles final of Hong Kong badminton tournament. U.S. President Donald Trump today pressed NATO countries to stop buying oil from Russia and impose sanctions on it while proposing to impose 50% to 100% tariffs on China till the Ukraine war ends. Trump's remarks assume significance as the U.S. president imposed 50% tariffs on Indian goods, including a 25% levy on the purchase of Indian oil, but has not taken similar action against China. Trump urged NATO members to act collectively and further proposed that NATO impose steep tariffs on China to weaken its influence over Moscow. In Nepal, President Ramchandra Paudel has appealed to all parties to cooperate to successfully conduct the House of Representatives elections scheduled for the 5th of March 2026. We have more from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Sushila Karki today visited the National Trauma Centre and the Civil Services Hospital in Neem Bhavan to take stock of the youth who were injured during the recent Gen Z demonstrations. The injured requested Prime Minister Karki for the deadlock to end and hoped that the next generation won't have to stage protest again. On the occasion, Prime Minister Karki expressed her commitment to make maximum efforts to bring about changes in the country's situation. A total of 51 people died while over 1,000 sustained injuries during the two-day nationwide anti-corruption demonstration in the Kathmandu Valley and in different places of Nepal. A new office is being prepared for Prime Minister in a new building of Ministry of Home Affairs. The fire is still burning in the western part of the main building of Singh Darbar on the fifth day of arson. Shweta Singh for Akashvani News, Kathmandu.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today congratulated Sushila Karki on assuming office as Prime Minister of Nepal's interim government. Nepal's former Supreme Court Chief Justice Sushila Karki became the country's interim Prime Minister after anti-corruption protests ousted the KP Sharma Oli government. Addressing a gathering in Imphal in Manipur, PM Modi said Nepal, nestled in the lap of the Himalayas, is a close friend and trusted partner of India.
हिमालय की गोद में बसा नेपाल भारत का एक मित्र है, करीबी दोस्त है. हम साझा इतिहास से जुड़े हैं, आस्था से जुड़े हैं, साथ मिलकर आगे बढ़ रहे हैं. मैं आज नेपाल में अंतरिम सरकार की प्रधानमंत्री के रूप में पदभार संभालने पर 140 करोड़ भारतवासियों की तरफ से श्रीमती सुशीला जी को हार्दिक बधाई देता हूं. मुझे विश्वास है कि नेपाल में शांति, स्थिरता और समृद्धि का मार्ग प्रशस्त करेगी. नेपाल की पहली महिला प्रधानमंत्री के रूप में सुशीला जी का आना महिला सशक्तिकरण का बहुत उत्तम उदाहरण है.
PM Modi stated that over the past 2 to 3 days, young men and women in Nepal have been seen diligently cleaning and painting the streets with a spirit of dedication and purity.
नेपाल में ऐसे हर एक व्यक्ति की सराहना करूंगा जिसने ऐसे अस्थिरता भरे माहौल में भी लोकतांत्रिक मूल्यों को सर्वोपरि रखा. नेपाल में हुए घटनाक्रम में एक और बात विशेष रही है जिसकी ओर लोगों का ध्यान नहीं गया. पिछले 2-3 दिनों से नेपाल के युवक युवतियां नेपाल की सड़कों पर सफाई और रंग रोगन का काम बड़ी मेहनत और पवित्रता के भाव से करते हुए देखे जा रहे. सोशल मीडिया पर आ रही उनकी तस्वीरें मैंने भी देखी है. उनकी ये सकारात्मक सोच, ये सकारात्मक कार्य न केवल प्रेरणादायक है बल्कि ये नेपाल के नवोदय का स्पष्ट संकेत भी है. मैं नेपाल को उसके उज्जवल भविष्य के लिए शुभकामनाएं देता हूँ.
This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. In Myanmar, at least 19 high school students were killed and more than 20 others injured in a military airstrike at two private boarding schools in Kyok Tao Township in the western Rakhine state. The attack, according to the Arakan Army and relief agencies, struck late at night yesterday when students were sleeping. The two schools targeted were Pinyar Pankin High School and Amin Thet High School. Both are private institutions with many students boarding on site. The age of the victims was reported to be between 15 and 21 years. Local media outlet Myanmar Now reported that a junta warplane dropped two 500-pound bombs on the high school. The schools, located in territory claimed by the Arakan Army, which is in conflict with the Myanmar junta, were severely damaged. In the aftermath, many houses nearby were also destroyed. In the World Boxing Championships in Liverpool, Meenakshi Hooda became the third Indian woman boxer to enter the final, beating Mongolia's Lutsai Khani Alnatsetseg in the 48-kilogram semi-finals today. Meenakshi has now assured India's fourth medal at the championships. There is good news for India in badminton and women's hockey too. We have more in this report.
In the ring, it's a big day for Indian boxing. Pooja Rani is set to square off against England's Emily Asquith in the semi-finals of the 80kg category at the World Boxing Championship. All eyes will also be on Nupur and Jasmine, who are just one step away from glory. Both will be fighting for gold tonight. In badminton, it's a sensational run by India's Lakshya Sen. He has stormed into the final of the men's singles at the Hong Kong Open Super 500 tournament. Lakshya will now face China's Li Shifang in the summit clash tomorrow. Adding to India's dominance on court, the dynamic duo Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty have already punched their ticket to the men's doubles final. And in hockey, a gritty performance by the Indian women's team saw them hold Japan to a 1-1 draw in the Women's Hockey Asia Cup in China. They will face hosts China in the final showdown tomorrow. With Sakshi, Aparajita Nair, Sports Desk.
A three-day-long international conference, Gyan Bharatam, on reclaiming India's knowledge legacy through manuscript heritage, organized in New Delhi, concluded today. Home Minister Amit Shah has expressed happiness over the success of the first international conference. Mr. Shah said that Gyan Bharatam mission has been started with the far-sighted vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to bring India's knowledge, science, research compiled in manuscripts, birch barks, tamrapatras, stone inscriptions and records to the new generation. He said this conference provided a common platform to scholars, researchers and youth related to the world's rich knowledge traditions. Mr. Shah said the Gyan Bharatam mission is going to connect the whole world again with India's unimaginable knowledge heritage by surveying, documenting and analysing more than 1 crore manuscripts across the country at a cost of 483 crore rupees. Global crude oil prices surged this week on renewed concern over Russian crude supply, outweighing worries over oversupply. Both Brent and US crude oil future jumped between 2 to 3% this week. Brent crude $66.99 a barrel, while US crude ended the week at $62.69 per barrel. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. US President Donald Trump asked NATO countries to stop buying oil from Russia and impose sanctions on it. Also proposes to impose 50 to 100% tariff on China till Ukraine war ends. Ukraine strikes Russia's largest oil terminal on the Baltic Sea in one of its biggest drone attacks. At least 19 high school students killed in a military airstrike at two private boarding schools in western Rakhine province of Myanmar. India's Lakshya Sen enters men's singles final of Hong Kong badminton tournament. That concludes tonight's World News. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.